Shalach HaMikvot, Perek Hei, Mishnah Dalet. Ko HaYamim K'mikvot. Shenemar ulamikveh hamayim kara yamim. Divrei Rabbi Meir. All seas, even small seas, have the din of a mikvah. They don't have a din of a ma'ayin, a spring, which is mitahir bezochim, it's mitahir while it's flawed. Instead, it has the din of a mikvah. It's only mitahir when it's stationary, when it's in one place. Even though yam don't stay in one place, they move back and forth. A yam would only be mitahir if you collect it in a place where it's stationary. The reason being is because the pasuk says that yamim are called a mikveh hamayim. The Torah calls seas a mikvah, according to Rabbi Meir. So therefore, a sea has a din of a mikvah. And a mikvah is only mitar when it's standing still, according to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, hayam hagadol kemikvah. Rabbi Yehuda says, only the yam hagadol has a din of a mikvah. Only the great sea, a big ocean, such as the Atlantic or the Pacific, has a din of a mikvah that is only mitar when it's stationary. Lo nemar yamim, elishayesh bo mine yamim harbin. Even though the Torah says yamim, which is plural, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Torah is only referring to the great sea, as opposed to small seas, which would be mitahir bezochlin, it would be mitahir while it's flowing. Only the great sea, the big ocean, is mitahir only be'eshbar when it's standing still. The reason why the Torah calls the great sea yamim in plural is because it has many different waters in it. All streams and rivers run into the sea. So therefore, since it has a lot of streams and rivers running into it, it's called yamim in plural. But really, the Torah is only calling the great sea a mikvah, but smaller seas would not be considered a mikvah and would be mitahir bezochlin while they're flowing, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosi Omer ko hayamim mitahirin bezochlin. Rabbi Yosi says all seas are mitahir bezochlin while they're flowing, without exception. Seas have the din of a ma'ayan, an armatire, while they're flowing. You don't have to collect them in a place where they would be stationary in order for them to be kosher for a mikvah. Upsulin lezavin ulumitoraim ulekadesh mehen mechadot. Even though the sea is mitar bezochen while they're flowing, but they are not considered mayim chayim. So therefore, when the Torah says you need mayim chayim, such as for a zav needs to immerse himself in mayim chayim, or for a mitorah that needs to collect Mayim Chaim in his purification process, or to be Mekadesh Mechata, to mix with the ashes of the Paraduma, the Torah says you need Mayim Chaim. In such a case, you cannot collect water from the sea to be used for these purposes as a seawater, even though it's Matar when it's flowing, but it's not considered Mayim Chaim. Instead, if you want Mayim Chaim, you have to take water from the spring, not from the sea, according to Rabbi Yosef. Flowing water has the din of a spring, while dripping water has the din of a mikvah. Flowing water, such as a river, has the din of a spring, that you can immerse something into it even while it's flowing. And it doesn't need a shear, doesn't need a certain amount of water. As long as there's enough water to completely immerse the thing that you're immersing into it, that would be enough. While dripping water, such as rain, has the din of a mikvah. It needs a shear, you need at least 40 sa'. And it's also only matar when it's standing in one place, when it's stationary. It would not be kosher to immerse something into it while it's flowing. Heyed Rabbi Tzadok. Rabbi Tzadok testified that he heard the following halacha. Al hazochlin sherabo al hanotzvin. Shehem ksher. When rainwater gets mixed in with flowing water, if the flowing water is the rove, there's more flowing water than rainwater, that is kosher, you can immerse something into it even while it's flowing. Even though rainwater is only kosher to be used when it's in one place, not while it's flowing. But since there's more flowing water than rainwater, you can immerse something into it while it's flowing. As even in such a case, that the flowing water is not sufficient, you don't have enough flowing water. Only together with the rainwater do you have enough water. And even though flowing water does not need a shear, but you need enough water to completely immerse the thing that is tummy that you're immersing into it. Even so, since the flowing water is the rose, is more flowing water than rainwater, you can immerse something into it even while it's flowing. The notes finish the asan sochlin. Now, Rabbi Tzadok testified also about this halacha. If you have dripping water that became flowing water, you collected rainwater in a mikvah, and the wall of the mikvah broke, causing the water to start flowing. And in the present state, it's not kosher to be used to immerse something into it, since rainwater is only kosher to be used for a mikvah when it's in one place, not when it's flowing. Somech afilu mako, afilu kana, afilu zava zava, yorid b'toivol, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. If you want to stop the water from flowing, it would be kosher to be used as a mikvah. You can use even a stick or a reed to hold the water in place to stop the water from flowing. and to make the water stationary again, and it would be kosher as a mikvah. Even though a stick or a reed can sometimes be makabel tuma if it has a receptacle, it's kosher to be used to stop the water from flowing, to make the water stationary again, to be kosher for a mikvah. You can use even a zav or a zava to stop the water from flowing, and to be machshir the mikvah. A zav or a zava, somebody who is tameh, can use his hand or his foot to stop the water from flowing and to make the water stationary, and then somebody can go ahead and immerse himself in the mikvah even while the zav or the zava is stopping the water from flowing, according to Rabbi Yehuda. As Rabbi Yehuda holds, anybody or anything could be used to stop the water from flowing and to cause the water to be stationary, and while the zav or zava is there holding the water in place, a person go ahead and be tovel himself in the mikvah, and he would be taught. Rabbi Yossi disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda. He says anything which is makabel tuma, which is susceptible to becoming tummy, cannot be used to stop the flow of the mikvah, to cause the water to be stationary again, and to be machshir the mikvah. And not only can a zavar zavar not be used to stop the flow of the water with their hand or foot, since he is tummy, but even somebody that is tar cannot be used to stop the flow of the water, since a person is makabel tuma. You have to find something that is not makabel tuma at all, such as a kli evan, a stone kli is not makabel tuma. That can be used to stop the flow. But anything which is makabel tuma cannot be used to stop the flow of the water, to be machshir this